Alan McBride joining us this morning. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Your wife was murdered in the Shankill bomb.
Yeah, Desmond was her father.
How do you feel about what's been discussed today? And the Secretary of State's comments that there's too much emphasis on the British state and not the paramilitaries.
Stephen, going forward, I think we have to look at it all. I mean, I don't know that we should really be singling out, you know, either the British state or paramilitary activity. I think wherever, you know, wrong was committed, I think that it needs to be investigated, and whoever is responsible, you know, needs to be brought to book. Unfortunately, you know, with the Good Friday Agreement, I suppose we've really given up the right to justice, as most people would understand justice, and so we're into, I suppose, what I would refer basically as a sort of secondary justice. It's a sort of a justice that, you know, would probably not work in a normal democracy, but because we've had a conflict and we're trying to get out of that conflict and to find a way forward, we've got to find a way that can do that. And unfortunately, that probably means that people will not be going to jail for lengthy periods of time. But I do think, you know, when you start to single out either the British state or paramilitaries, I think we need to look at this in its totality, and there needs to be equality in terms of the processes that we're coming up with and going forward. But in relation to the whole issue of a definition of a victim, I mean, I've always been very clear, Stephen, and I know that my wife's case has been brought up this morning. There's absolutely no moral equivalence whatsoever between my wife and the people that went out that day to murder her. Absolutely no moral equivalence whatsoever. And in fact, it's actually an insult to my wife's memory to suggest that they're on the same page in terms of their guilt or their innocence. So there's no way I would ever bring myself to...
Well, Alex Maskey was explaining this morning that, you know, but for the circumstances and the background and what happened to his community in Northern Ireland, people like Thomas Begley would not have done what they did.
And that's absolutely true. I have absolutely no difficulty with that whatsoever. But there were people in the society that were entirely innocent, Stephen, and my wife was one of them. Now, if we could, you know, I think what we need to do is to park that debate around the definition of the victim. We're never going to agree it. And what we need to do instead is to look at what's left behind. And so whilst Thomas Begley and my wife are not on the same page in terms of their guilt or their innocence, I absolutely respect the fact that Mrs. Begley lost a son in the conflict, and as such I think that we need to, and society needs to, look after her and help her to come to terms with her loss. And, you know, to be honest with you, Stephen, I mean, I would much rather be in my shoes today than her shoes, because I don't know how I could live with myself, quite frankly, if a member of my family had gone out and had taken all those innocent lives. So I respect the fact that Mrs. Begley needs help, but do not pretend that her son and my daughter, or my wife, were on the same page in terms of their guilt and their innocence, because they quite clearly we're not.
And if you have the largest nationalist party in Northern Ireland, Sinn Féin, saying that they were, then what way forward for Northern Ireland?
You're saying that they were what, Stephen?
That they too were victims, that Thomas Begley too was a victim, and therefore the definition of a victim is important in Northern Ireland, because that will be one of the components of how we move forward and how families are treated and how history is remembered, Alan.
I think it's a more complex debate than what's been probably put across this morning. I absolutely acknowledge the fact that if Thomas Begley and Sean Kelly had lived elsewhere in the UK, they probably wouldn't have gone on to do the things that they did. So in that sense, they're victims of the circumstances that existed here. But there's a world of difference between that and my wife, who was an entirely innocent woman who happened to be, you know, people could often say here, Stephen, that she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She wasn't. She was at her place of work on a Saturday afternoon, okay, which is exactly where she should have been.
Alan, we're going to have to leave it there because the news is coming up. But thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you.